The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 26 April 2013. And I've got Renee from which Carolina? North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Hello, Renee.
Well, you know, this has been going on for so long. You know, some people think the 1950s were wonderful. They forget about the time of the robber barons. This has been going on since before we were born, and the cycle just, it's like rinse and repeat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is, there are certain memes in platitudes that we're all raised on that kind of control our minds. And, you know, two of my favorites are, oh, we are a nation of laws, not of men. And everybody gets their little chest all pumped up. Well, you know, when you have corrupt men writing the laws, you have a nation of men, corrupt men. And so the thing is, and also, you know, Rothschild understood this. You know, what's that famous quote? He says, I don't care who controls the laws as long as I control the money.
Yeah.
'Cause he knew he could buy those legal vipers off. Because they're the biggest scum of the earth.
Well, and money talks and the other thing walks.
Yeah, and so, and then there's another thing we're always told, too. Oh, ignorance of the law is no excuse. I think it's a great excuse. When you have these people writing these thousand-page bills in legalese, we have enough laws that you can't even fit it in the Superdome anymore. It's not possible for either us or the lawyers to ever read all that stuff. The thing is, they pass the bills. They haven't even read them, but yeah. I'm expected to be held accountable for
well,
them?
Well, and there is a fine example of your legislative democracy. It's not following the rules and limitations of the Constitution. And you're exactly right. Men are corrupt, and men will do corrupt things, and they'll corrupt an entire system. This is going on, and you're correct, Renee, this has been going on for a very long time before you and I were born. But it's time to put a stop to it. The question then becomes, who has the courage to put a stop to it, and how is the best way to do it to limit the damage and the liabilities?
And I'll say amen to all that, except for one thing. We're talking about, you know, the 1950s. And the rinse and repeat. The problem is in the 1950s, we had a gold standard. Mm-hmm. So those criminals and vipers in charge didn't have as much power to cause as much damage as they do today. And they have, in fact, destroyed the nation and the world at large with this fiat currency standard. And I, you know, I would say that what we're seeing, the breakdown of all the other aspects of the law you speak about, all stems from this insatiable power that they were given by the ability to print money, as you say.
Now, I will admit that they're doing it even worse, okay, because what they do is they learn from their experience, okay? So, yes, it wasn't probably quite as bad in the past before the fiat currency system. It's the same thing, but, like I say, multiplied times 100 because they learn each time what their mistakes were, and they keep getting better and better at it.
Yeah, they do. Well, and the one thing that you pointed out, Andy, back in the 50s, it was rinse and repeat, but it was still restricted by what? It was restricted by a standard. The gold standard, which we don't have anymore. Renee, I got to let you go, as well as Andy Hoffman from Miles Franklin. And Andy, appreciate your time. You're a knowledgeable guy. You've been there, done that. We trust your analysis and your projections. And thanks for being here. And we'll see you again in, 2 weeks?
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right. Hey, again, thanks, my friend. We're bringing you the absolute best that we can out there, folks.
Contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're into our second hour here. You know, when you look at terms, folks, you know, I'm just so happy. You know, I wanted to mention this, but we ran out of time. We ran a little bit late with Andy Hoffman. But, folks, do you realize why this movie that was done, Lincoln, was not given the accolades? Why it was not? And it was a good period piece. You know, hey, the uniforms and the names and look-alike stuff was all there. And, well, the storyline, I mean, you do a movie about Lincoln. I mean, come on, man. That was president during the Civil War, one of the most tumultuous times in our country. And you know how Hollywood likes to vote for its own, but they didn't. And my contention and my belief is simply what the movie was about. False premise. Number one, we need a 13th Amendment, Mr. Lincoln. Mr. Lincoln, Mr. Lincoln. We That's what the movie was about. But they left out one important fact. There already was a 13th Amendment that prohibited people like Lincoln, or Springsteen was his real name, from getting into office. Serving as president. He was a lawyer. We weren't supposed to have lawyers in Congress. The legalese started way back when. And you can look at this today. They're not stupid. The Federal Reserve is not stupid. People have a tendency to think when things like this happen, oh, well, it's just mismanagement, or, you know, it might be involving a little bit of thievery, but my God, you know. They're doing everything legal, aren't they? Well, the Federal Reserve has been a legal entity for 100 years. Most people don't recognize that. But check your definition. Legal versus lawful. And it says it right on our currency. The Fed has been careful as not to perpetuate the outright fraud. Congress did that for them on December 23rd of 1913 by making it possible in the Emergency Banking Act for the Federal Reserve to come into existence, to come in and be the great benefactor and loaner of that credit. Whoopee. Happy times are here again. Yeah, well, that lasted through the 20s, and then what happened? Yeah, we all know the story. Past history. Well, at least insofar as what they state on their notes, they have never asserted that their currency is lawful money. For that would be a direct violation of the Constitution and the Coinage Act. Instead, they called it legal tender. It's printed right on our bills. It's legal tender. And then one is a noun, money equals substance. The other is a verb, tender, being an action. And out of Black Law's dictionary, the form of law, legal, the form of law, posited by the courts as the inference or imputation of the law as a matter of construction rather than established by actual proof. Tender, an offer of money, the act which is one produces and offers a person holding a claim on demand against him the amount of money which he considers and admits to be due in satisfaction of such claim of demand without any stipulation or condition as used in determining whether one party may place the other in breach of contract for failure to perform. The actual profiles of money, as distinguished from mere proposal or proposition to pro-offer it. Hence, mere written proposal to pay money without offer of cash is not tender. Cash. So, the payment versus the discharge of debt, that's on there too. Did you realize that when you tender a debt with a Fed Reserve note or a bank draft, check, credit card, or other forms of money, as opposed to actual money, you're not in any way making payment. You simply made a promise to pay. The Constitution and the law establish that the only lawful money is gold and silver coin. You cannot lawfully make payment with anything but gold and silver. Notice I said lawfully. Unless the parties agree in advance to some other form of equitable value or barter exchange. The Federal Reserve note, as we all know, has no intrinsic value. It is not evidence of wealth. It's evidence of debt. Credit, banksters, hey, have all the credit you want. Debt. But they don't call it debt. This is semantics with words. That is as plain as the nose on your face, but nobody takes the time to break down what they've actually said and actually printed. And we've been staring at it for years. I am, you know, I've said this before, and I hope nobody takes this the wrong way. You know, if you're going to be a criminal, why do you want to be a two-bit criminal? Why do you want to show up with a gun at a local stop and rob store? You know, chances are the alarm's going to go off, a zillion cops are going to show up, and there's a good chance you're going to go to jail. So why would you risk imprisonment to be a cheap and petty crook? Why not do it in such a way that your thievery goes unchallenged? Ergo, Eric Holder. And everybody's walking around, rolling their eyeballs, looking up and staring into space, playing pocket, whatever they're doing. They are not addressing the key issue that is at the root of all of this. You know, in retrospect, that's what made Ron Paul so damned dangerous. To first imply and then come out and state, well, you know, we should take a look at our banking system. Those were the first words that were uttered. And then followed by, you know, we need to audit the bank. And then followed by, we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. The implications and shockwaves were sent worldwide. I'm still amazed to this day that they didn't shoot and kill the man. I really am. But that would have been kind of obvious. Because what was the one thing that he was talking about that none of the other candidates on either side for any political office ever want to talk about? And that's the system that we use. And it's inherent, rotten to the core, faults. He was the only man that did it. It's got to tell you something. When you send ripples around the world, yeah, you're a pretty hot commodity, and it might look a little bit funny if you just met with an accident or maybe had a heart attack. You know, this guy knew personal health. He's in pretty damn good shape for his age. He knows the body. He knows medicine. He knows what's good or bad for him. He also knew by talking about this that it might prove to be a little bit dangerous. That is why you saw the entire world, well, the established and entrenched matrix, come out and get against this guy. I mean, and I'm just amazed that they didn't shoot and kill the guy. That was his fear initially. He told me that himself. Whether it be running for president or governor of Texas. And it's my contention to this day, after that first run for presidency, that he should have ran against Rick Perry and kicked his little butt out of office and replaced the lieutenant governor with somebody other than a connected CIA asset sitting right in the governor's office right here in Central Texas, in Austin, Texas. There would have been a monumental change. Do you think that Rick Perry is really serious about getting the gold back to Texas, putting in our own vaults, maybe doing our own state banking? Do you really think? I mean, think about Rick Perry for a second. Do you really think that this is a man of that amount of courage? No, he's as compromised as the rest of them. He just sounds better because he's from Texas and remember the Alamo. Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember the Alamo. I remember a lot of dead bodies. There was retribution and payback. History tells us that. It's called San Jacinto. But the Alamo wasn't necessarily a celebration of freedom. It was a celebration of death. What they didn't want was more death, and they wanted to control the land down here now called Texas. And that was done. But I think Ron Paul made that mistake by not running for governor down here in Texas after he got the recognition after running for president. And then when you made statements of, well, we want to bring the gold back to Texas, people would have paid attention. Folks, our economy down here, I've got to say, I'm seeing deterioration and decay in it, but not like in other places in the country. The economy here in Central Texas, compared to the rest of the world and the rest of the cities and other states in this country, ain't that bad. And they're all coming here. Folks, everybody's coming to Texas. And you know what? I'm thinking to myself, that may not be a bad thing. That very well may be a very good thing, because if you come to Texas and you got something to protect, you may be more willing to stand up and really mean it when you say, get your hands off of my itty-bitty stuff. So we'll see how this plays out. Phil in Nevada. Hello, Phil.
Hello, John. Yeah, I agree. Ron would have served better stair-stepping as governor, but frankly, I think he was just too tired and wanted out of the game. But I have a question for you. I know I missed Hoffman. Is he, if I look for some of his videos, could I find him under Ranting Andy Hoffman?
No, I'll tell you what you can do. Just go to milesfranklin.com. And okay. He's got his own little interviews, and he's got his own little video vignettes up there as well.
Lynn, milesfranklin.com. He sure put a damper on mining stocks, didn't he? You know, I tend to agree with him, you know, if it isn't in your hand. Let me ask you this. I bet you might know the answer to
okay,
this.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm being crowded here by the bumper music that is way too loud for me right now, and I feel like I've got to compete for your attention. Hang on a second, let me take this break, and we shall be right back.
Can't you see I'm working?
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you're wondering where Paul Drockton is at today, he had to take over the reins for his son's duties. I guess he took about a 20-foot fall onto a floor, and he didn't break anything. That's one of the beauties of youth. You're a little bit more bendable and pliable. At any rate, he wasn't able to cover the store, so Paul had to go to work for obvious reasons, because his son couldn't do the job. At any rate, Paul will be back with us next Tuesday. Do we know if he's doing a show? I think he is. He's not? Did he communicate that to you? Okay, so no Paul Drockton today. All right. Okay, back to Phil in Nevada. Your question, Phil.
Yeah, John, how long do you think a small town's only medium-sized bank is gonna have a safe safety deposit boxes?
For as long as they can still convince people to take their hard-earned assets and stick it in that little box. That's kind of an unusual question, because that depends on the depositor and not the bank. You're not going to see any bank manager or bank president standing at the door holding up his hand going, I'm not quite sure. I'm a member of this community. I've been respected throughout the years. But are you going to have your banker put the stop sign up to his depositors? I don't think so.
You think they'll ever go in there and steal them?
They did it before. You're seeing it happen in Cyprus right now. You're seeing it as a blueprint for the rest of the euro and the banks associated with that. So I think that's an answer to your question. There are no rules anymore. It's survival. And they mean to survive as long as they can. And they're going to survive off of your dead carcass.
It was interesting how Hoffman was saying that don't even bother with the PM stocks. Just hold it all in physical.
Yeah, and that's what I've been telling people for so many years. I'm sick of myself saying it.
Yeah, you're right, though. It's really a flip of toss of the coin, you know, as to whether it'll be there. You might as well just hold on to it and put it under the floorboard or somewhere.
Well, and, you know, since when? You know, we used to be pretty independent in our thought and action. And when did we, at what point, decide that we trusted people so much that we would turn over our entire representation of our life's work to somebody by putting it in their banks? You know what I'm still fascinated by? You know, we're starting to see that, okay, we're just going to use this as a tax or whatever we're going to call it, and we're going to start outright stealing people's money that doesn't belong to the banks. But in order for them to survive, you know, we've got to do this. And I'm wondering, where are the people out there with their retirement funds right now, their retirement accounts? Haven't they got the message yet that nothing is a sacred cow and everything is up for grabs?
Exactly. And, if people would think this out, I mean, except for having, like Bob Chapman used to say, have a few bucks in your bank to cover your bills that you need to pay by way of check, you know. But insofar as putting money in a bank, that's a third-party entity. And,
yep.
And look, I like to call it, you know what they pay in interest? I like to call it 0.0% interest.
Yeah. And see,
0.0% is what they pay.
And this was a double whammy for the governments that were selling treasuries and selling bonds.
Yeah.
You know, they have to go in there, and they're now covering their own bad debt with more debt because they can't even sell that paper. Who in their right mind would put up with 0.25% interest when you know damn right well the inflation rate is running well over 8%? Where's my return? Am I going to park it there just so, you know, I might lose a little bit, but I'm not going to lose it all? Nah.
Well, exactly. And what they're starting, it's starting to turn ever so slowly to the point where if you've got so much money in a bank, they want to charge you to hold your money. see how it's turning? It went they paid you pretty good interest. Now they pay 0.0%, and now they're going to pay virtually nothing, and now it's becoming, you're going to hear more and more of this, well, no, not only are we going to not pay you anything, but we're going to charge you to hold the money.
Yeah, gone
hold
are the
money.
Gone are the days of the free toasters and blenders, eh?
And
what you're talking about here, and this is what people have to drill into their heads. This has to be a tape that replays constantly in their thinking process. You limit your exposure. Limit your exposure. What does that mean? Does it mean taking control? Absolutely. As much as you possibly can in your life, if you don't control it and somebody else does,
they will.
They will.
That's
certainly.
Right.
And they will steal it, just as you're witnessing now.
That's right. Say, when are you going to get a... Who else do you have on tap for Tuesdays? Because I know you usually get someone of note on, every other Tuesday. I know you used to get Bob in there, but since he's passed away,
June 4th of last year. We're coming up on a year anniversary of Bob Chapman's passing. I've got Gerald Celente one time a month, Andy Hoffman twice a month, and I'm going to get I'm going to get Jim Willie on the program.
Are you going to get Jim Willie?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Jim Willie's great.
He
awesome.
Yeah. So that's why I said the Tuesday program on this network of all the hosts out there, and we got some doggone good ones. These are the consistent high numbers because this is a place that people come that they know they can trust the information they're hearing.
Oh, absolutely. I've been listening to you for years. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Phil.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, I was sent an email. Michael, name of your guest today? That was from Miles Franklin, Andy Hoffman.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, that was perfect timing on that last call to segue into this. People that were holders of IRAs, 401s, well, if I'm currently working for a company and I've got my retirement account tied up, or if it was free, gosh, I was hit with a penalty of 20, 30%, maybe even higher. Gosh, I just don't know what to do. Well, I'll tell you one thing right now, that a lot of people have undervalued Paul Drockton's experience and understanding of not only the economic picture, but how best to save what you've got and to keep the government hands off of them. And I just talked with him today, and I guess I can make the announcement that we've come up with a very ingenious way for you to take control of your IRAs, your 401s. You start your own limited liability company or corporation, that being you, you will be able to take physical possession of metals. That is huge. That is huge because you now become the director of your own stuff that you have under your control, physical control. I think Paul Drockton is probably one of the most underrated commodities this network has. And he and I have worked this deal out, And as soon as he gets back on air, he's probably taking a well-deserved after having the flu, the family, the wife down with the flu for over a week. He's slugged his way through. And folks, we're not just presenting a piece of paper here. This has been checked, rechecked, and double-checked by attorneys. There's not going to be any, oops, oh, well, we forgot that. We didn't dot that I or we didn't cross that T. No, each individual account will be specifically tailored and drawn up for your protection. The point of it being, you take control. That has been the one element in a lot of things in a lot of people's lives that has been missing, is control of your own destiny. Now, we can't promise heaven, and we can't promise marriage for the rest of your life, but we can promise what you have tied up right now, that you'll be able to bring it back in-house and control it yourself. We're not going to promise you happiness. We're going to promise you control. The rest is up to you. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Well, John, it appears that we have successfully spread democracy in Greece and now.
Yeah. Long live democracy.
Isn't this something?
It is. And this is why I made the comment about, not Embry, who was I talking about? Farage.
Yeah.
You know, from,
Nigel.
Yeah, from Europe looking to the United States and going, yeah, the democracy is eating itself. Well, that's the problem. It's the democracy itself.
Yeah, Cyprus got a feel for them folks. But, John, back, I'm not kidding you, back on Tuesday, December the 1st, 2009, North Korea revalued its currency. I'm reading here from an article in the Post. It says, chaos erupted in North Korea on Tuesday after the government of Kim Jong-il, which, by the way, was still alive, revalued the country's currency, sharply restricting the amount of old bills that could be traded for new, and thereby wiping out the personal savings.
But it's okay. No, Mark, it's okay because what was right on the heels of that was, well, don't worry, because now your money is sound.
Well, they're a communist country. We're a democracy. And now let's see, what was that one quote? I care not who writes the laws if...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got it.
Yeah.
Makes no difference what label they stick on this so-called organization. It's still all about the stinking exchange, the currency.
But what really gets me, Mark, is now that we know the people that are cowering in fear of their masters when they're really sitting on a house of paper. And all we have to do is light a match to it and burn it down. That's the most amazing thing to me. They're demonstrating that we're going to ride these economies and the vibrancy of any nation on this planet, and we will bury you. It's almost like Khrushchev is born again. We will bury you. Well, they have buried us. And if we continue along the lines using their system, they're going to make sure that we're dead. But
well,
nobody.
It's either going to be boom or bust, and I think we fit into the latter category.
Well, but until such time. And here's the deal. This is what I said to Drockton the other day. He and I got into this long conversation. You know, he was relaying some fears that might possibly come true, and I said, you know, as I said on the air just recently, don't be afraid of the change. We know what we have. We know what's coming. We're going to have to go through a process. It ain't going to be pretty. But in order to level the shambled house that it's creaking, its foundation is cracked, and it's crumbling right before our very eyes, we're going to have to burn it down, move the ashes, make a new foundation, and rebuild anew. And we have the capability of doing that. And here's the caveat. If we sit and say, what's the maxim of law? It's once been said and repeated many times, and I wish I had a dollar for every time it was repeated. Possession is 9/10 of the law. So let's tell the crooked bankers that claim that they have a stake in whatever, you simply smile at them and wave them on and say, well, come and get it, if you can.
As this continues down the road, let me finish up on this North Korea thing, because I think it's pretty telling, John. In fact, it's really telling. They allowed you to turn in, for every 1,000 wands you had, you got 10 wands of the new currency. Now, that's pretty much inflation where I come from. But here's the thing. The year before that, now here's where it starts. In the past year, North Korea has put increasing pressure on local markets, closing several and limiting the range of goods that could be sold in them. The government has also criminalized everyday market behavior while creating a new gulag for those it deems to be economic criminals. According to this new report, a research established by Commerce Block. But anyway, the report says security forces in North Korea have broad discretion to detain without trial nearly anyone who buys or sells in these local markets. But if traders can bribe off security officials, well, they'll pretty much be left alone. What these folks were doing, John, they were starving to death. And they were using the currency, but they were doing it in a survival market, not a black market.
Yep.
These folks were starving. They weren't bartering, per se. They were still using the official currency, but they were doing it without any oversight. There were no taxes being charged. It was just, you know, hey, okay, that's fine, here we go. And that was the end of it. You see what it'll come to first before we have the final collapse, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, I understand, Mark. You know, and people, they just don't want to entertain the fact. We know where this is all going. We've spelled out the amount of debt worldwide that the bankers have caused. We have seen them taking over people's accounts. We see them outright stealing now. We see them doing all of these things. But yet, I will say this again. I see nobody in position of power, elected or otherwise, around this globe that have finally said, my light bulb has gone on, we've identified the problem, and it is the fiat money masters themselves. If we get back to honest money, we can continue to do business, we can trade with each other, we can have employment, our system will work again. But nobody is saying it. They're all tiptoeing around this thing, and that's the thing that's eating everybody's lunch. This is why the Eric Holders of the world are in complete and stricken panic to even breathe the words of criminality. They don't want to touch it, because the criminals have become the masters. Dare not say who the thief is, because that will be your end, your demise. Well, it's actually our demise, and we're not spelling it out. Because if you were to do so, then the next step is what? We need to replace that system. And nobody's doing it.
I think we're overdue. But remember, badges, we don't need no stinking badges.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
See you later, John.
See ya. That came out of that Humphrey Bogart movie. What was the name of that? Yeah, you're going to Google it. Come on. That's not fair. You know that impairs your memory? Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, John. I was looking through the Citizens Rule Book when you were going on about the federal charter a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And what strikes me quite amazing is I think it's Article 1, Section, where the powers of Congress are enumerated, you know. It says Congress shall have power to borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
Why would Congress need to borrow money when the U.S. Treasury can actually create it on its own? And isn't that what Lincoln did? Isn't that what Kennedy did with U.S. Treasury notes? But of course, it does say in Article 1, Section 10, nothing but gold and silver coin.
Yeah.
But instead of saying the, it says They could have made it exclusive by using the word the. Just like they could have deleted or not put in there, Congress has power to borrow money. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is, the 14th Amendment, Section 4, which I think delineates the public debt. What it says is the validity of the public debt shall not be questioned. Well, okay, isn't that intimating the fact that the public debt, like all debt, is contractual? And either the contract is valid or it's invalid. And when I asked Sheriff Richard Max on Stan Montee's program last year, are sheriffs engaged and oath sworn to ensure that only valid contracts are enforced? No response.
Pretty much.
Sheriff Mack deferred to the brilliant Stan Monteith, who said, well, I'm not qualified to answer that. Okay. So, as you said earlier about Lincoln, it sounds like Lincoln's real name is a Jewish name, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, think of the whammy. It was a triple whammy. I mean, being a lawyer, being Jewish,
yeah,
and then being president. And then once in the presidency, how did he get in there? Because obviously he had to violate the existing 13th Amendment. It would have prohibited him from being there in the first place. So while we're having this war, which is actually to centralize the power in Washington, D.C., while we're having this war, well, we've got to change the rules while we're having this war because, you know, the Union must stand. And then we all know what happened. 14th Amendment. More centralization of power. You know, this was about the rule of law and who rules the rule of law. Or, better still, or better put, to protect the states against the abuse of power that they knew was coming if such an action took place. That's what the whole Civil War was about. It was about those states' rights and self-determination. And, you know, in the day, you didn't have anybody in the federal government going, well, wait a minute here. Federal law trumps state law. Because everybody was still reading the Constitution, and it was pretty simple, and everybody understood the ground rules. But there was a little thing in the Constitution that allowed them to trump state law and then have more power for the federal law. This is why I distrust wholly people like Rick Perry when he utters words like 10th Amendment. He doesn't mean it. Because if he was a real man and understood his own state and its own state's constitution versus that of the federal and the federal constitution, federal government, he would have stood up and said, look, I'm taking these remedial actions as of today. And then boom, 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 boom. And put the fear of God back in the Fed where it rightfully belongs. Because everybody is quaking in fear of the federal government when in fact they should be quaking in fear of us.
Well, and John, in the federal charter, I think it's Article 1, Section whatever, it describes it says the District of Columbia, the 10 miles square, so Congress will have effective authority in all cases. It's quite lengthy, quite descriptive, over this 10-mile radius, the District of Columbia, and of course, any federal territorial possessions, right? So America, Samoa, Guam, et cetera. Okay, so all federal statutes apply only in the District of Columbia and its territorial possessions. So where I'm at in the Michigan Republic, if you will, being not a member of the State of Michigan Corporation, and that's the thing. Since government exists since the time of the Civil War, I think that's when all of this manipulation, skullduggery, occurred with the Esquire attorneys taking over. Their statutes, their edicts, apply only in those locations. They don't apply anywhere else.
But also note on this, Fred, what I was trying to get at was the Supremacy Clause. Now, the federal government actually believes in the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. And this is why they won't use the term Supremacy Clause, but they'll come out with statements like, well, federal law trumps state law. Well, the Supremacy Clause, back in the day, when everybody was reading from the same song page, we understood Supremacy Clause. But you cannot be supreme if you're running against your own constitution, your own law, and that of the states. Now it's this legislative democracy, and they're claiming that, well, our law trumps your law. No, you can't pull that supremacy clause crap because it's not based on the Constitution.
Well, in fact, John, in Article 1, Section 10 of the Federal Charter, it says, no state shall do, blah, blah, pass any law impairing obligation of contract. Okay. The citizen taxpayers who pay the salaries of these politic parasites, that's a contract. Their oath of office is a verbally consummated contract. So when the people decide with the referendum, as they've done, including in Michigan, with respect to the emergency financial manager, the people said, no, we don't want that. The state corporation comes right back and says, well, we have a new one.
Yeah.
And they enacted it. Well, that's a breach of the public trust. Everything they do, if you listen closely, you probably know this already, in government at all levels, everything is trust law because whether it's the Highway Trust Fund, education, Social Security Trust Fund, it's all trust law. That's contract law. And when they fail to do what's in the best interest of the beneficiaries, us, that's breach of the public trust.
Well,
and we can go after them, John. In the Citizens Rule Book, it capitalized common law grand juries. And somewhere I heard some guy talking about the Hidden Fourth Branch. Have you ever interviewed this guy from the Hidden Fourth Branch? He's got a book all about common law grand juries and how we can go after these criminal politics on that basis at our local levels.
That would be the only way to do it, but now you're talking about actually capturing the federales and that which represents Washington, D.C., and indicting them, locking them up, not allowing them bail so they can skedaddle back to Washington. Then you're talking about a grand jury indicting a person on charge. I don't know. Do you think that's going to happen here, maybe, say, in Texas or Michigan? Are we going to have anybody that represents any kind of law whatsoever that's going to allow these grand juries to go forth, do the indictments, get the charges on the books, drag the people into court, adjudicate the thing, find them guilty, and then put them in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
And in this county, John, believe it or not, the sheriff used to work for the CIA.
I would have felt better if you told me it was a chief of police of some place USA. But yeah, I mean, these guys are down with the administrative law and they understand exactly what it is.
They do.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm my last thing, John, is I came up with this thing, Spartacus. I was thinking about Charlton Heston and all the crap that was going down with the Second Amendment. And so Strategic Patriots, Advanced Riflery, 10th Amendment, Constitutionally United Shooters, Spartacus, little acronym. Hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, if they want to play hardball, then what we got to do is, wherever we are, organize through local gun clubs, gun shops, whatever. That's what I'm working on.
Fred, let me interject here because I'm running out of time. One of the best ways to do this, and there are thousands and thousands of these groups across the country, and what they are doing is they're doing this under preparedness. They're getting together, and all walks of life I've met. Down here in Texas, there's meetups going on in every city every weekend. And I am amazed of the people that are showing up. I'm talking about your dog catcher and your city employee and the guy that used to work for Dell and the lawyer and the doctor and the candlestick maker. Everybody is showing up. And out of this, they are forming the opinion that we have to stay in contact with each other. We've got to make sure that we have what? Oh, guns and ammo.
Yeah.
Some of these preparedness groups that are going on right now is the best way to start organizing because these people are dead serious about surviving, and I mean dead serious.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fred, I got to let you go.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Jerry in Chicago, how's Rahm Emanuelville?
Well, I don't pay attention to the news out here, John. I get my news from people like you and RBN and everything else like that.
Yeah, but Jerry, isn't that kind of funny? I've got to watch news in Chicago. You're in Chicago to tell you that's in Chicago about what's going on in Chicago.
You know, I think it's censored across the United States. We're not getting the full reports up here in Chicago, I don't believe, about what's going down in Florida with the sinkholes and all the pollution in the Gulf. You know, it's not just that North Korea is sanctioned from our news media and their news media is sanctioned from, or we're sanctioned from theirs, and Russia and blah, blah, blah. I think it's within the United States. In fact, I might even want to say it's from county to county, maybe.
Well, and like anything else, the financial institutions are crumbling. The mainstream media outfits are crumbling. Everything is crumbling. But yet we stay strong. We're here every day. We're not afraid to speak the truth. And we are the new media. We are the media now in this country.
Well, you know what? You're a little more than that. And I meant to call you last week and just give you a little heads up. A friend of mine, and I only met him back in June through another guy I was working with, and it's like I've known the guy for 20 years because all three of us are like-minded, you, me, and him. And I'll tell you what, he made some kind of comment about RBN being more than just a station you can tune into to get information and everything. It's more like a family because you can drop a dime and make a phone call and get your questions answered and give your comment and everything else like that. And like I said, I think I mentioned this before to you. I said, if we were at a bar, we'd get along just fine. We might have a little discrepancy about what pinball game is in the bar or what dart machine is in the bar.
Nah, it'd be who'd like be that. Picking up the tab.
That's for sure. John, you got a great show. You got a great network, buddy.
Thank you.
And have a great day.
Thank you, Jerry. And we're going to make it even better. We've got a few plan changes with the network. Nothing too big. You know, we... Oh, shut up, Dan. He's over here grinning at me. We made the valiant attempt to add on to the network. And the advertising, we didn't know at the time, the advertising wasn't out there to support two different networks, parallel networks. So we had to fold that up, and it had to strengthen what we had left. And that's what we're going to do. And there will be programming changes here into the future on RBN. And it's going to seek to do one thing. That's to keep you informed, to winnow this thing down and get more specific on important subject matter. And, folks, it's because of you out there. If you weren't out there, we wouldn't be here. If we weren't here, you wouldn't be out there. But we've got to start hammering this thing out, forging the strength of it, because it's getting stronger all the time. I am totally amazed. You know, I understand probably better than anybody else how a true Ron Paul grassroots campaign was effective. Because we are now the grassroots here of this country. People like you and I. We're the normal people that have to get up and do the normal things every day. Wait a minute, did I just call us normal? We're the new normal. We're the place to be. Tell your friends. Give Julie a call tomorrow. Dial the toll-free number. Cough up $10, get Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, make copies, tell people about the banking system, tell them who you listen to on the network, and tell them I ain't got enough time to explain it all that I've learned. Just hand them a business card. You get a few bumper stickers in there and our thanks for expanding the education of the American people in this country, one person at a time. Full converts, not people half informed and half cocked. Thanks for being here today. We'll be back with you tomorrow.